Book Section 11, How to Get Involved. Image Description. A full-page image of several well-dressed young people sitting at a table. Among them is a male in the foreground and a female in the background, both looking directly at the camera. Chapter 39, Join the Space Development Network. Summary. This chapter is a call for those readers who would like to help realize the vision in this book to join the Space Development Network for free. Specify their interests and talents, and then participate in Zoom working groups. End of summary. The plan laid out in this book is certainly exciting, but there's no guarantee that the powers that be will choose to adequately fund and pursue such a vision. Is there anything that regular folk can do to increase the likelihood of this happening? The Space Development Network. Each member contributing what they can. The Space Development Network was established to organize volunteers to move the innovative plan for space development going forward. Each person, given their own talents, whether great or small, can contribute something towards moving things forward. For volunteers with formal engineering training, it may be something as significant as writing up a scientific paper describing a cost-effective transportation system to the moon. For a layperson without professional training, it could be posting a tweet directing people to one of our web pages, describing a concept. Or it could be developing a recipe, which would use ingredients from plants, which we have identified, could be grown in one of the green habs. Making progress according to a plan. The Space Development Network is a new type of space advocacy organization. Most other such organizations are big umbrellas in that they are societies in which people who espouse a categorical view join in undirected collaboration. So, for example, the Moon Society, Mars Society, Space Tourism Society, etc., have their particular focus. But within those societies, there are the full variety of concepts which are shared in their conferences, but without necessarily having a specific plan to organize their voluntary work. The Space Development Network does have a specific plan, the Plan for Sustainable Space Development as described throughout the website. DevelopSpace.info. This book covers the lunar development portion of the plan. Various options at each point of the plan, for example, habitat options, have been considered and the network has settled upon what we think is the best solution, for example, inflatables. Whereas the network leadership does update aspects of the plan as better ideas are recognized, the plan seems to have settled down to that described on the website. Working groups, specifying skills and interests. As individuals join the network, they complete a form which includes listing their backgrounds, interests, and any skills. Based upon these, they will receive email invitations for recurring working group teleconferences. In these teleconference sessions, members discuss concepts within that category, seek some level of consensus, and then tasks and projects are identified, and members of the working group voluntarily accept tasks and work on them with reports of progress being made in later working group teleconferences. Let's consider an example of how this works. Perhaps the most active working group has been the agricultural working group, ranging from laypeople with limited experience to degreed space agriculturalists. The group discussed the fundamental architecture for growing food on the moon and Mars. The group produced a consensus document describing how we understood how agriculture should be conducted beyond Earth. The results of that work are described in Chapter 31. The result of this work is directly feeding into a follow-on project led by a member who is a published space agriculture faculty. Our goal is to demonstrate the full nutrition production for one individual before scaling that up to production for 8 people, specifically the initial permanent crew. Agriculture is just one aspect of space development. There are many other areas, including transportation, habitats, robotics, ISRU, health, psychology, chemistry, metallurgy, the arts, music, dance, animals, policy, etc., etc. If we envision space development going beyond just scientific exploration and all that living off Earth involves, then there are many areas that space advocates of nearly any background could contribute to. Networking with other organizations. The Space Development Network, not only networks volunteers, but we also would like to network the various space advocacy organizations and collaborate in projects of common interest. We have played the central role in organizing space advocacy organizations to publicly congratulate and draw attention to SpaceX's Starship with each major accomplishment. Likewise, our Moon Mars analog base concept, starting with the Instabase, is something that any space advocacy organization can take advantage of. Many space advocacy organizations don't have their own analog bases, but would benefit by either establishing their own copy of the Instabase or participating alongside other organizations in a common base. We believe that the establishment of permanent bases on the Moon and Mars is not far off, and so we don't have unlimited time to make the case for the initial crew and international phases, nor of the habitation and other surface systems. So, we call upon well-intentioned advocates for space development to join us, to work together in an organized manner, to do our part to accelerate progress toward the exciting future that we envision. Join the network. So, would you, the reader, like to join the rest of us in helping to move forward the plan for sustainable space development? Check out the plan and then join us at developspace.info/join. Joining is free, but there is a catch. We don't want members who just join and do nothing. For free membership, we ask members to contribute at least 6 hours per year of voluntary work. For those who wish, they can join for $20 per year, for which they can be informed about the activity of the network, but without the expectation of volunteer work. Image description. A QR code that takes the reader to the Space Development Network website to join for free with fellow space advocate in Zoom-based working groups focused on projects.